Chris is calling from Trumbull, Connecticut. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Sal. Thanks so much for taking my call here.
Thanks for making it. What's up, Chris?
I appreciate it. Yeah. By the way, you put me to sleep every night, man. I appreciate you're doing a great job, man. Thanks for everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to say New York Yankees. We got two positions that are up in question here.
Yep.
I'm thinking that at shortstop, we're getting Peraza. But what do you think about the left field situation? I just want to think, I want to get your vibe about who's going to start in left field and actually who's going to be the shortstop, too.
I think Oswald Peraza is going to be the starting shortstop on opening day for the Yankees. So I just liked what I saw from him defensively a year ago. I don't think Volpe is going to be ready yet. Now, maybe they do go with Volpe. Yep. I would bet right now that it would be Peraza to start the season at short. It cannot be IKF. He's not a shortstop, so he's out.
Right.
So, if you look at it that way and you start eliminating guys here, process of elimination, Peraza should be the shortstop. And in left field, you know, I think it's going to be a mix of guys. Maybe they start with Aaron Hicks. For me, it's got to be Giancarlo Stanton. I would have Stanton in left field, and on days where Stanton DHs, which might be at least half the time, might be the majority of the time, but when Stanton DHs, I would have Oswaldo Cabrera as my left fielder.
Oh, Cabrera. Okay, yeah, fair enough.
For now. Because I don't want to see Hicks.
I appreciate it.
No, no problem, Chris. Thank you for taking the time to call. I appreciate you checking in. I don't want to move Judge, and I don't want to see Hicks. So who are the other options? Stanton or Oswaldo Cabrera? I mean, it's not ideal, but Cabrera's going to have to get a bat somewhere. He was productive last year. You can move him around, sure, but the Yankees have... You know, it sucks to think about potentially trading, let's say, Gleyber Torres, depending on what you get back. Ideally, you'd like to trade a piece from an area of, I don't know if strength is the right word here, but where you have more than enough there. And you trade an extra piece from the infield for a piece that you're missing in the outfield. Wouldn't that fit a little bit better if they could trade, say, Gleyber Torres for an actual left fielder? Now, I don't know if they're going to be able to get that done, but that would be the move because then you could slide DJ into second. Your infield is set. And by the way, in case DJ gets hurt or you still want to have him move around a little bit, you can hope that Volpe at some point could come up and play second base. But right now, the Yanks got a logjam between Peraza, Volpe, Gleyber, LeMahieu, Donaldson. Five players for three spots. And then in the outfield, you're looking for a left fielder. Hicks, Oswaldo Cabrera, Stanton. You know, the Yanks may want to flip-flop Stanton and Judge. I just wouldn't get into messing around too much. TJ calling from Fairlawn. What's up, TJ?
What up, Sal? I kind of...